Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with a subject called the Bible Principle of the Tongue and Its Power, and we're doing part 9 of a 12-part series, and the topic is speaking the word in faith. As a natural fire can be put out by water, so natural circumstances can be removed, changed, or added by the using of God's word, the washing of the water of God's word, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Let us turn now to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. Starting at verse 22, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God," or the God kind of faith, "for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart or his spirit, but shall believe those things he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive you your trespasses." Just as your words loose the powers of Satan, so can your words loose the power of God. Your words brought death and sickness. God's word in your mouth will bring life and healing. Your words produce poverty, lack, and debt. God's word will produce prosperity and abundance. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, it reads, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you shall bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." All negative circumstances and problems can be changed by binding Satan's operation and then loosening God through the word into the situation. We are to speak words of faith and not words of fear. We speak what God says and not what Satan says or what the world says. As I've said before, Satan has no authority and no power. The only power and authority he has is if he can get a believer or a person to be deceived into what he wants them to say or to think. Your circumstances in life or situations can be changed by speaking the word of God in faith, the promises of God, so God can act upon those promises and bring it to pass or to make it become a reality. Satan, the word of God says, the thief, Satan, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus said, "I have come to give life and more abundantly," or in the overflow. The decision is each person's, whether they speak words of fear or they speak words of faith, whether they establish what Satan wants established or they establish what God wants established. Thank you for being with me today in this topic. The next topic coming up is called How Satan Operates, and I thank you in Jesus' name, and thank you for being with me. God bless.